Welcome to the Vital Dome Podcast for Wednesday, May 15th. U.S. equity futures are essentially flat, so you have S&P futures up 2 points, NASDAQ futures are flat, Dow futures are up 13 points. Very minimal movement for U.S. equity futures so far. In Europe, the major indices are trading better than the U.S. They are up about 15 to 30 basis points. You are seeing outperformance in Europe in industrials, basic resources, tech, banks, real estate, telecom, utilities. Underperformance in Europe in retail, luxury staples, and autos. It was a fairly busy morning in Europe on the earnings front. A bunch of individual reports, probably the most notable was Burberry. That stock is getting hit after its results, warning about continued tough conditions in the luxury market. And you have a lot of the big luxury stocks for sale in sympathy with Burberry. Some of the others, Experian, Commerce Bank, ThyssenKrupp, and a few others in Europe on the earnings front. In Europe, Japan was flat. Shanghai comp fell 80 basis points. Hong Kong and South Korea were both closed. So in terms of macro news, really nothing out last night, nothing this morning. We did have the Wall Street Journal publish interview with Fed official Mester after the close yesterday. Echoed a lot of what Powell said during trading yesterday. And essentially, I think Fed officials are speaking from a similar script. The bar for further rate hikes is extremely high. I think that was kind of the message Powell conveyed during the recent press conference. He emphasized it yesterday. Mester echoed it when she spoke. There are very few people at the Fed that are looking to hike rates further. Clearly they acknowledge the stalled disinflation process, but they don't sound all that concerned that you're going to see a real reversal higher in inflation, in particular because of the rent components. Powell addressed this yesterday, sounded very comfortable, confident that you will see rent reset lower as the data in the CPI and PC update to reflect current market conditions. So I think that is important. I think that's contributing to what's happening in the market on the upside. And I think it contributed to the rally yesterday in that the message from the Fed, if anything, they're more worried about labor weakness than they are inflation strength. So in the near term, that's a dovish signal to markets. No huge economic data out last night or this morning. No major central bank headlines aside from that Mester interview. Like I said, you did have a bunch of reports on the bunch of earnings reports in Europe and then a few in the U.S. last night, but none of them are really, none of them have macro importance for the broader markets. Taking a step back, looking at kind of what's driving stocks, I think a few factors are at work. So Goldilocks growth data, it's Goldilocks for now. Again, in my view, the biggest potential risk for this market is not a resurgence of inflation. It is a further weakening in growth. You've had a few very important labor numbers in the U.S., including the April jobs report and the recent weekly claims figure from last Thursday. I think for now, though, that it's in the Goldilocks zone, and that's been positive. Hopes for a resumption of the disinflation process. So the CPI today at 8:30 is expected on a core basis to show a relatively sizable deceleration year on year versus in April versus March. So marking kind of the resumption of the disinflationary process. I don't think that you need to see kind of a real swift decline in inflation. I think more of the same, which is a stalled disinflation process where the Fed sits on its hands and does nothing. The markets can cope with that. I think there are hopes for a resumption of that disinflationary process, dovish Fed rhetoric, which I addressed. We also have a steady drumbeat of pretty important AI announcements, and that's helping to fuel that pocket of the market, which is a crucial component for the S&P and the NASDAQ. So OpenAI had a big product announcement on Monday. Google had a slew of product announcements yesterday. There was an Oracle AI story out yesterday as well. Microsoft has a huge AI event on Monday, and then its big build conference takes place starting Tuesday, and then NVIDIA earnings are next Wednesday. So that is also a really important part of what's happening in markets. And then you've had a shift in investor psychology whereby weeks of pretty healthy gains is altering market psychology, turning bears into bulls, causing a lot of chasing happening. Creating this kind of virtuous feedback loop. Looking at the calendar for today, it's pretty quiet other than the 8:30 economic releases. So the CPI retail sales for April and then the Empire Fed report for May. That's all at 8:30, and then Cisco earnings after the close. Otherwise, there is not much else super crucial on the calendar. And that is everything for today, Wednesday, May 15th. Thank you for listening.